Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's all on the line for the Cowboys versus the Commanders. Win the game, win the NFC East, secure the number 2 seed in the NFC. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts this Sunday at 1, post-game afterwards. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Rally House Texas, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
Let me begin.
Text Dunk to 22126 for your chance to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters 2024 World Tour presented by Jersey Mike's at American Airlines Center February 11th. See the Globetrotters stars live as they dribble, spin, slam, and dunk their way past their relentless rivals, the Washington Generals. For more info and tickets, go to harlemglobetrotters.com.
Thank you very much, DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
So it is time for Friday Fun. And yesterday, during the Rant Revival...
Great fun.
Lots of fun. Gordo came up and...
Talked dogs.
Had a gas. Yes, talked dogs. And one of the things that we talked about was a TV show called Who the Blank Did I Marry? And it's like this expose on people that married... And their spouse turned out to be not what they expected. And the focus of it this week, it was on the Discovery Channel, was Jerry Lee Lewis, the rock and roller from the 50s through 80s, I guess, who recently passed away. But he was one of the pioneers. He was along with Elvis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins. He got the ball rolling before the Beatles got into play. And it was about him and how he married his 13-year-old cousin. And so...
Just that small detail.
Yeah. And so I asked you guys in there, and in there it would include Lando and DJ and Ham, who are all of what age, Lando?
36.
36, DJ?
33.
Ham?
32.
Okay, so you're all of a certain age. And you guys had never heard of him.
Correct.
Of Jerry Lee Lewis. And I was like, whoa, is that an indictment on us?
How are we to blame?
Well, because we're old.
Like we're supposed to tell them?
I just thought that everyone knew who that was, but now I realize that at my age of 54, that's just not the case anymore. Even though I'm 20 years, I don't feel like I'm that much older than you guys, but I am.
Well, I feel like we're trying to stick away from and stay away from pedophile music, unlike you.
Yeah.
Well, you have to know about it to stay away
music.
From it.
Our generation says no to pedophile music.
You guys, you really are the greatest generation, as I like to call it.
Thank you.
So I was thinking last night, I'm like, man, it really threw me for a loop. Not the pedophile thing, but the fact that you guys didn't know who that was. And so then I'm like, well, what do they know or what don't they know?
Do they know anything about anything?
And so I came up with 12 things, if we have time, that I'm going to play for you guys, and I'm going to ask you certain questions about the audio clip, either who is the performer, what movie is this, what TV show is this. It is all, it's not from 1950, okay? But it is all from around 1968 to 1978.
Oh, no.
In that...
What's the year of birth for each of our participants?
87. 90.
91.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a handle historically on things that went on in the 50s. I think. I may not. I thought I did.
These young men all in their 30s.
Yes.
But they're being asked about things 40 years old or so.
All right, Lando. I'm going to play this for you. This is the first one.
And 50 years old.
You can go ahead and hit this.
All right. Number one?
Yep. Number one.
Number one.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor
now,
man near barely kept his family fed. And then
I need you to tell me, because I think you know what this is, but I need you to tell me, other than Jed, who was mentioned in the song, one other character from this show, which is what?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
The grandma? Is her name Grandma?
Go on.
Was she in the rocking chair on the top of the car?
Yeah. I just need a character name.
Meemaw. There's Jed, and then there's...
He's so close.
Jed Jr.
You are close.
Awesome.
Granny. Is who you were thinking of. Not
I should get points for that.
Or grandma. No! He is close.
He was warm. He knew what he was talking about, at least.
Yeah, you were very close.
Yeah.
All right, Ham, cut number two. All you have to do is tell me what show, TV show, this theme song is from.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
It's the dude that's racist.
Okay.
All in the Family?
Yes!
Yay!
Yes! That's awesome.
Racism is not awesome.
Lead character name?
Archie Bunker.
Yes!
Wow! Okay!
Very
okay.
good. Very good.
It was either that or Arnie Bunker, but I didn't think Arnold Schwarzenegger was in that.
So, DJ, I'm hoping that your parents pass this down, because I know that they know who this is, but you tell me who sings this song.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises.
Gosh, I have no idea.
Really?
Seems like y'all did a parody of this one time that I probably listened to 100 times.
Yeah, there has been a parody of this song.
Is this just, can we steal from each other?
I'm not going to allow it as a point, but I will allow you to tell him who that is.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel. Does that not register at all?
I've heard the names. I couldn't tell you one song.
Lando, would you have been able to tell?
Yes.
You would have. Okay.
Hello, I think Lando is secretly 50, by the way.
I might be 50.
He knows way too much about
He's a bit of an stuff. Older soul, which I can relate to.
Okay, Lando, you're up.
Number four.
You just have to tell me.
Number one.
What movie is this?
When I say your name, step forward and tell me what position you want to play. Rudy Stein.
Pitcher.
It's Bad News Bears.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Lando's a ringer here.
Let that play out and listen to how frustrated Buttermaker gets.
My father said for me to play in the infield.
Mr. Buttermaker?
But I'm on your team.
Yes, Flash.
You can't really pitch and I'll have his playing
baseball for the I'm Tower. For the first
my dad's been a Yankee fan all his life, and he never heard no Buttermaker ever play for the Yankee. Let alone pitch to no hitter.
All right, I don't know who the hell you are, but sit down and shut up.
Just all of them. I don't play first base. I don't play third base. Okay, Ham.
Would you have known that, DJ?
Yeah, I think
you would have got Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you too?
Yeah.
Okay. Ham, what movie is this?
How much owe you, ma'am?
Dollar and a half.
There you are. Keep change.
Just keep your eye out.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes. Yes.
You want some?
That's nothing, Dave.
We've got no time for that crap.
Diablo and Doc.
Stacking my flip.
I love that part when he's screaming to his son in the car of, what do you want? You want anything, Junior? Give me some hush puppies, Daddy. We ain't got time for that crap. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You guys are doing pretty good.
Except this guy.
All right, DJ. O for DJ.
It's only 0 for 1.
Yeah, but we've lost faith in investing in your future in this game.
What is the name of this TV show?
Welcome back.
Mr. Rogers. Neighborhood.
Welcome back.
I have no idea.
Let me rephrase it.
That same old place.
What's the name of this show that launched John Travolta's career?
Don't know.
That has
this doesn't
the opening lyrics. Is it Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes, it is.
I guess I've heard that.
You
no
have?
Idea. Yeah.
Okay.
But obviously did not know the theme song.
I only know that song because it was like uncomfortably next to like shots of Ukraine getting shelled.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when CNN went to commercial break.
Oh.
So you heard Welcome Back and that didn't trigger
Cotter.
The only Welcome Back thing in... Okay.
No.
All right.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, we're back to Lando.
There's an age gap here.
who's secretly 50, but he's not. This was at the end of one of the most famous movies of the 70s. Who is this band?
This is the end.
It's the Doors.
Yes!
Yeah.
That is awesome. Would you have known that, DJ?
This is the end.
Probably not. Put on the spot, no.
Ham, you would have known this is the Doors?
Okay.
The end.
If you're our age, everyone had a Doors friend, at least.
Totally. And that was from Apocalypse Now, the end of Apocalypse Now, which is badass. All right, Ham, we're back to you. You better get this. What movie is this?
Number 8.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really? I saw this at a movie of the month. Ridgemont High.
Back him in?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring.
Ridgemont High.
And all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Such a bad radio open benchmark.
Yeah.
So awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Would you have known that had you not seen that at
probably not.
Movie
no.
of the month. Okay. Okay, DJ.
Number 9.
I've known all of theirs almost every time.
Luck of the draw.
Now, these are such layups for our people.
For our people.
Yes.
Old people. Number 9. Green.
Number 9, DJ. What TV show theme song is this from? This is walking down the road with his knapsack.
I know Family Guy made fun of this one time to end one of their episodes.
Yes.
I don't know. Is it like a soap opera?
No.
No idea.
Ham?
No.
It's the Hulk. You don't know either?
No.
That's the Incredible Hulk theme song.
Oh.
The TV show when we were kids.
Yeah.
It was so sad because you knew he had another adventure.
And he had to find a new set of pants and
yeah,
clothes.
Right, every time, new pants.
Kept ripping everything out.
Right, right. Way to go, DJ. You're 0 for 3.
Thank you.
Now, I think I only have 2 more.
You do. Okay, Lando. This is the classic tagline from this show. Maybe the saying of the 70s. What show is this from?
Yeah, you're right, Junior. Selling paintings is a long shot. But you know what you could be?
What?
A commercial artist. You know them cats that do the billboards and in the magazines and everything. Man, they make a lot of money. Dang, oh my!
Good Times for the win.
Oh, attaboy. This young man is killing it.
Yeah,
killing it.
He's in his 40s already.
Check that birth certificate.
All right, and finally, Ham.
Let's give this one to DJ since she doesn't know
anything.
No, let's give it to Ham.
No. Let's see if DJ can get this. Get off the schneid. DJ.
Let's let him get a hit.
This is so easy, DJ. What TV show?
Saying it's easier doesn't make it easier.
What TV show is this from?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Never heard this before.
Oh my God! He
Cam, would you have got this?
No.
You would that?
No.
Lando?
It's Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, Lando!
How does he know that? If he's not 50, how does he know that?
Seriously.
My parents watched a lot of television.
It stopped airing in like 85 or something like that.
I've got a lot of MASH knowledge too, if you want that.
Okay, not bad though. They got about half overall.
Yeah, he's 50.
God, what a fading of a song.
Let's go now.